The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Celtics lose to an Atlanta Hawks team without Trae Young, and we will talk about that on a Celtics Wednesday with Mego coming up in about an hour at 9. Tomorrow, Bruins Thursday, Mike Milbury on this show at 9. But right now, back to Courtney and the rest of today's news.
And just quickly, I've nominated myself to be the head of the Department of WEEI Transparency. And I'm going to ensure where there is no waste. I'm going through Ken's budget today.
Oh, you are?
All right. Yep.
Okay.
See where he gives all those free sweet burgers to and the drinks and all that.
Where do you feel like most of the waste is, Curtis?
Probably in the sales department.
Okay. I know we've cut back on logoed, sanitized at WEEI pens.
Yeah.
We don't have access to those. We had a lot of those during the pandemic, but we don't have, don't have a lot of prizes that we're offering to listeners. Occasional Bruins tickets, or
we need merch.
We need some merch.
Yeah,
I feel
like
the people that are paid here specifically in promotions that go to all these games, we could use those tickets for actual promotions.
So we could do that.
I mean,
we certainly could do
that. I don't know. I know I'm not that smart, but either way, Courtney, right. Sorry.
Go ahead, Courtney.
Brockton has passed two ordinances. They did it last night to try to eliminate homelessness, and it will now go to the mayor's desk to sign off on or reject. The first ordinance will set a $200 fine for camping on public property and allow the removal of the tent or campsite. The second would set a $50 fine for public loitering. Can I ask the question that is on everybody's mind?
Sure.
If these people that are living on public property in encampments can't afford to get food or housing, how are they going to afford to pay fines?
That's a great question. How are they going to enforce the collection of the fines?
Right.
That's an excellent question.
Yeah.
Well,
we can hear from City Councilor Jeffrey Thompson, a sponsor of the ordinances on Boston 25.
Unfortunately, sometimes the people who occupy these encampments are intoxicated. They have mental illness. So they present threats to our citizens. Some of our citizens have been accosted, have been verbally abused.
If that's the case, why are we fining them instead of, I don't know, helping them?
Well, what the state ought to do is put them up at a hotel at their expense. could they do that?
Well, you said we got all this money.
Do we have any hotels that are available? Is that possible?
No.
What they ought to do in Brockton is stop paying their football coaches $100,000.
Listen, believe me.
That is
with the amount of money they paid me, I should have been living there with one of them tents.
That's the big problem over there. Yeah. Okay.
I would have been out there with the tents.
Interesting.
It's just so everyone has untreated mental illness that is dealing with this. It's not rocket science. They need help, not a crack pipe, not money to buy booze.
Yeah.
They need help.
Get paid $15-17 an hour to work at McDonald's. Go get a job.
Oh, it's easy if you're homeless and an alcoholic to just walk in and get a job.
I'm not saying it's easy, but, you know, it's got to start somewhere, Curtis. We go down this road all the time. You know, first you got to understand that you have a problem. Then when you get on your feet, you get a job. And there's a lot of jobs out there and that would, you know, you could pay and start small.
There just needs to be more resources for these people to get the help that
we
they
got,
need.
How much did you say we got? $220 billion that they're throwing around?
That's a federal government.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I bet the states get a little piece of that action.
Okay.
This is a crazy story that's finally hit the headlines. Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes' houses were burglarized last month. A call to police from Mahomes' house came in before midnight on October 6th, and just hours later, Kelce's house on October 7th was hit.
I'm surprised this doesn't happen more often.
Yeah.
Because I'm assuming that everybody knows where the NFL stars live in your town, or NBA, or Major League Baseball or whatever, and everybody knows the schedule.
It's so. Like the Sticky Bandits.
That's right.
This is one was weird for me, though, because the 7th was they were playing Monday Night Football with the Saints in town. So wouldn't they be sleeping at their house on the 6th?
Right.
So, I mean, luckily nobody was hurt. According to police report, $20,000 was taken from Kelce's home.
Ooh, and dude has $20,000 cash on.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Generally, nice. Courtney, I told you, these are inside jobs.
Yeah,
these
because Kelce didn't know about it until the 8th. He called it in on the 8th.
These ain't just randos. I mean, showing up because you don't know what somebody's got at their house. I bet you these are all inside jobs that they know. Yeah, the player's not there. Nobody's at the house.
Look at Mahomes' house, though, on
Twitch. That is a nice crib.
If you combine the Zillows of those two, you still can't get a two-bedroom in the Seaport.
That is a nice crib. That's Mahomes, huh?
Yep.
With the soccer field?
Yeah.
How'd you get that?
Huh? Probably has a beautiful big TV in there.
Oh, I bet his,
several of them.
Right. His layout is beautiful.
It's really nice.
That is nice.
I love the Mahomes in the end zone. That's a baller.
It is now time for today's edition of Would Wiggy Eat It?
Would you eat it?
They look like little dumplings.
Yes, they are.
Chicken palm all day long, baby.
Would you eat it?
I love boneless spare ribs.
Corn tortilla.
Would you eat it?
I think 6-inch wieners are the best.
With Wiggy.
A restaurant in New York City, it's called La Casa del Q, which is the House of Guinea Pig.
Mm.
That's the translation, is serving grilled guinea pig.
All right.
It's $110 if you're watching on Twitch. That's what it looks like. It's very sad.
Wait a minute. That is supposed to be in a second grade classroom, not grilled and served on a table.
Yeah.
It's like bacon?
Well, no.
What, Greg, what would you call the first person to try it?
A guinea pig.
The manager of this restaurant, Lucio Barrera, spoke to The Post. He said, quote, it's better than chicken, better than rabbit. He claims that the head is the best part.
Yeah, see, I can't eat it like that.
Look
much
at
of
that.
Pig cheeks are delicious.
Oh.
Peel the chicken off or the guinea pig off and, like, put it on a side with some mashed potatoes or something like that. Don't tell me it's guinea pig until after I've eaten it.
Yeah, what would be, I mean, of course, this is my first question. What would be the sauce of choice?
Sweet and sour for me. I like a good sweet and sour.
Would you béarnaise that?
Well, that'd be a good one.
Maybe hollandaise it or maybe some kind of a
gravy?
A red wine reduction or something?
Well, because is it more like pork? I don't know exactly.
It's like chicken.
He said it's like chicken.
I really do not like this at all.
You don't like it, Curtis?
No.
Why? Because
they're pets.
Yeah, pets. They're food. Sources of food.
And look at them on the grill. Like, their hands are straight out. It's really sad.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Curtis, are you suggesting that in New York they're eating the pets of the people who live there?
We need a remix.
Is that what you're suggesting?
I am.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
People of Springfield, please don't eat my cats. Why would you do that? Eat something else.
So catchy.
People of Springfield, please don't eat my dog. Here's a catalog of other things to eat.
They're eating the dogs.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I'll tell you, you haven't lived until you've tried Chimes guinea pigs in a blanket. It's really delicious.
Yeah, I just couldn't do full-on guinea pig.
Yeah, look at those people sitting there eating it.
Yeah,
I need it off the bone and stuff like that. Deboned it.
Yeah,
it looks a little
sad.
Weird.
Yeah. All right.
We're going to end with a question that I have for all of you. What percentage do you believe of Americans have had threesomes? Now, I know Greg has been offered multiple. Oof.
Yes.
But I don't believe you've ever taken anybody up on it.
Well, I mean, I keep that to myself.
Yeah, I keep it to yourself.
I am frequently asked to be in threesomes.
I've been invited to be in multiple threesomes. Not so much anymore, you know, because I'm taken.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah.
But
percentage-wise,
I would say like 25%.
See, I think it's higher than that. I'm going to go with like 48%.
I'm going to go 10.
Shyam?
20?
Okay. A new poll done by the sex toy company Adam and Eve asked the question, Wiggy, very close. They found that 49% of Americans have done the deed with multiple partners at the same time.
Really? Half of Americans have had a threesome?
Yep. Correct.
With all due respect to the sex toy company, their clientele may not be representative of America.
Yeah, no, I think it's pretty spot on.
Yeah.
It's just like Greg, you know, he keeps it to himself. Most people tend to keep it to himself.
Well, they say 59% of men responded yes to the question compared to 37%.
That's how you know it's not accurate. The men are just lying.
Good point.
But see, I also think now in today's society, Courtney, you brought this up, women are way more free sexually. So I bet you the number is that more women are higher, that they want it more now. The threesomes, then just as many.
I don't know that that's true. I just think that people talk about things.
Greg, stop it. Wow. I mean, you live, you know, you're active out in the social world.
Yeah.
I think women are very free sexually. So I think there are a lot more women today that if you ask them, hey, would you want a threesome? They'd be like, sure, I'd like to try that.
And a lot of modes of sex work have become much more mainstream, mm-hmm. like OnlyFans or, you know, people that. Prostitution in places where it's legal. You can find yourself on that side of TikTok quite a bit. There's a really famous woman in Australia.
She's a TikToker?
Yeah, but she does, they call
it. Is that the spring break lady?
No, different. This,
oh, so there's multiple.
Yes. But this one, they call it FA work.
You don't think back in the day Jimmy Carter was offered the opportunity to be in a lot of threesomes?
I bet he took his, I bet he had multiple that he was a part of.
Do you think that he's just replaying that in his mind?
Oh, yeah.
That's why his jaw's permanently
open.
Oh, man. He is so outraged after the election. Oof.
They were wild back in the day, Courtney.
Yeah.
They were wild.
So that's an extraordinary percentage. Like, so half of the people that you encounter today at work have had a threesome.
Yeah.
Have been in a three. Is it multiple threesomes or just at least
they didn't
one?
Say the frequency of the threesome, just that they've partaken in at least
unbelievable.
One.
Unbelievable. Now, hold on a second. John from Boston has apparently consumed grilled guinea pig. John, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Where did you... Was it grilled? Or I'm assuming it was grilled. It may have been breaded and fried. I don't know.
In Peru, I spent a lot of time in Peru, and it's like the delicacy there. It's, they call it cuy. And a lot of like the... You can get it on the side of the road like they're showing it on Twitch, which is like obviously hard to eat but because of the look of it. But when you actually taste it, it's like almost kind of like really tender beef, but just like a little bit more gamey. But like there's also restaurants in Peru that are like top in the world and they sell cuy tacos and stuff like that, like in their Michelin star restaurants, and you have no idea what you're eating. It's pretty delicious.
Can you get it in a sandwich?
Yeah, for sure. Peru is like the capital of food. I mean, I'm not sure if anybody's been there, but it is a pretty incredible place, man.
No, I've never been there. I told you, if they put that sauce that they put on the little beef things, they got a Capital Grill that they come out with, those little, what are those little steak?
Oh, the tenderloin sliders?
No, not the sliders, the little pieces of like little like beef nuggets that they bring out already cut up. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And they put that, like, drizzle that sauce on it. You said it was
They have a balsamic reduction that they do, and then they have the Kona style. Which is like the creamy Kona. It's like a Kona coffee-based cream sauce.
And they come on those little, like, you know.
Kona
like,
crusted is what they call
And you could,
that.
Like, almost eat it individually. They're already cut for you. If they did guinea pig like that, I would definitely be all over that. If he says it tastes like good beef.
Yeah.
I mean, I told you, I tried a gator nugget before.
Yeah, you did. Yes, you did. You'll try anything once.
No, I'm not really, like, deep deep into, like, you know, that's more of a Southern thing. Like, a lot of guys I played with on my wife's side of the family, they'll eat, like, coon, squirrel. Like, yeah. I was sitting with Matt Light the other night at Pedro's event. He's like, you know what you really got to have is some moose. And I'd be like, all right, I'll give that a shot.
Chime, you're falling behind over there. He just mentioned consuming moose. How would one consume moose, Sean?
That, that rings a bell.
What would be the best way to eat moose, if anybody were going to...
Woo! Yeah, that's Charlie. Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Get your passenger! Son of a... Damn it! Dirty... You guys are doing good!
I know!
Is that Charlie?
Richard Raymond!
Oh, dirty son of a! Come down later for moose soup!
You're gonna need some of those.
Yeah! You guys come down here after. I got moose soup and everything.
There you go. That's it. The
so
everything.
Good.
It's the and everything that does it for me. I think that's code. Huh. The and everything part.
Yeah, I bet it's pretty good.
She you think she's been in a threesome?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Probably been in
I bet the
definitely.
The moose soup is really good.
I think she probably
big pieces
held,
of corn.
I think she may have held somebody at gunpoint in order to get a threesome.
Is there corn in moose soup?
Yeah, I think you can put all types of vegetables in, like a beef stew type of soup with
moose,
the potatoes.
Moose stew.
Yeah, with the corn, the carrots. I bet you that's probably pretty good.
All right, Courtney, great job on the news
today. Thank you very much.
Right now, what is trending with Courtney?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. Good news, the Bruins beat the Blues in St. Louis. 3-2 was the final. David Pastrnak was the main story coming out of that one. He netted his fifth career go-ahead goal in the final 2 minutes of regulation. He ties David Krejci for the second most in franchise history. Ray Bourque tops that list with 7. And there was bad news last night. The Celtics fell to the Hawks at home, 117-116 in group play of the Emirates NBA Cup. The Celtics were a turnover machine in the loss. The Hawks were able to capitalize on that, scoring 19 points off of the 20 turnovers. Jaylen Brown and Derek White had season-high points with 37 and 31. Jason Tatum did play in this one. He had 20 points. It's a back-to-back night for the Seas. They have the Nets in Brooklyn tonight. Tip is at 7:30. We'll talk with Mego this morning coming up at 9 about that. And weird news for Boston College football, Tommy Castellanos will not play this weekend. He has stepped away from the team for a few days after being benched, according to Bill O'Brien. And cozy up to irresistible new fall flavors at the 99 restaurant, like the freshly baked home-style chicken pot pie, packed with chicken and topped with a buttery, flaky crust. Or the creamy short rib mac and cheese, you gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 35 degrees, sunny skies, chilly out there, afternoon high just in the mid-40s.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A disappointing loss for the Boston Celtics last night in game one of the in-season tournament, and we will talk to Mego about that and all things Celtics and all things NBA coming up at 9 on a Celtics Wednesday. It appears that baseball Brett has an issue with my Juan Soto lead this morning.
Really?
Which we got to at 6:45 or 7 or whenever we finished our leads. Do you have baseball Brett's walk-up music, Shime, if you could, please? Morning, baseball, Brett.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
What's the issue?
Quickly, though, before we get to this, what time is the 16th birthday party tonight that we're all going to for Greg? Where are we?
Yeah,
going?
We're having another dinner. We're having another dinner. I think it's over at Mastro's tonight.
Oh, love it.
Great.
Wiggs loves the cream corn. Yeah.
Curtis, I can't help it if I'm popular.
You are.
Well, if you pay. It's
just a great group of friends. Just a great group of friends, Greg. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sorry, go ahead.
What is your issue with my overexcitement about the Red Sox being all in on Juan Soto?
Yeah, I wish I could be with you on this one, Greg, but I honestly don't think that the Red Sox, A, will do that, and I don't think that would be a good situation, a good contract situation for them. I kind of take the opposite side. I'd rather have them make three or four big moves in free agency to upgrade their team rather than throw all the eggs in one basket, because I have a feeling that's where the Red Sox are. So that's, I have moves that I'd like them to make rather than Juan Soto. And I can understand that he's an awesome player. He's a Hall of Fame level player, but they're going to have to sign him to 14 years at $50 million annual average value. It's going to be something insane.
They have the money. That's the way they used to do business. Yeah, but that, like, they're still paying Manny Ramirez. That's the way they used to do business here.
I do agree with you. I agree with you. But when they had Manny Ramirez, they didn't have a collective bargaining tax. And John Henry wasn't on the committee, the reform committee, like Curtis refers to. They don't do that. They had to get pressured into the Devers contract. They gave away bets because of that situation. I don't think they're going to do it. I'd rather have them make four or five moves. Spend. They have $65 million against the CBT. I'd rather have them spend. I have three or four things that I'd love them to do rather than that. I just don't think that they act that way anymore.
So, like Max Fried or like Blake Snell, something like that.
Yeah, I think they need to do. And the other thing about Soto, Greg, that you need to understand is that the Ohtani thing, think about the off-the-field revenue that came with the Ohtani deal, right? Juan Soto doesn't have that. So if you're talking about signing Ohtani, the Dodgers made all of that back, because Curtis was talking about the revenue from Japan, the ratings in Japan. They got all of that back, right, from that Ohtani. Juan Soto just doesn't have that. He doesn't bring that marketing side of things that the Red Sox can capitalize on.
And Brett's right about that. Brett, you're right about this. That if there was ever a deal that made sense for this ownership group, it was Shohei. Wiggy was right. They just were wusses about it. Like, you get no upfront cost. You get the huge bang for your Fenway Sports Group buck, where you have one of the big stars in all of sports. You bring in the entire market with Japan. It's basically Dice K, but with a great player, not just someone who brings a market.
And this ownership wouldn't be on the hook to pay him because of the deferment and the money.
Right.
And Soto's not going to take the deferment, right? So Juan Soto's going to want his money. I think Juan Soto's going to want a majority of that money up front. So,
hitter in Major League Baseball. Like, how do you not want that guy on your team? Whatever it costs.
I didn't say that I didn't want him. I just don't think the Red Sox are wired that way anymore, right? I don't think they're going to pay $50 million for one player for 14 years.
Why are they bothering to fly out there then this week?
I think they want to be in the mix and I think they want to. I think they want to present themselves as being a true player. But I think when it comes down to it, I just think Steve Cohen's going to overpay.
But Brett, for
right,
the fan,
I think Steve Cohen's going to come at the end.
Yeah. From the fan perspective, aren't we sick and tired of them being in it? Like I can't listen to another report of they were in it, but then they just lost out.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I think, Courtney, I think what fans want, I think the fans want a winner, right? Like, I think the fans, they've built themselves a really, really good, solid foundation. And now it's time to go. Now it's time to sign. If they were to trade for what I think is the top trade target on the market, which is Garrett Crochet, if they trade for Garrett Crochet, it's going to cost you a Marcelo Meyer, a Willier Abreu. It's going to cost you probably both of those guys to get Garrett Crochet. He is a fantastic pitcher. And then you go out and you sign a top free agent pitcher. You're putting yourself in position to make the playoffs and potentially be a World Series finalist. That's those two moves right there, the pitching side of things, in my opinion, make the Red Sox a really, really viable candidate to make a strong push. And that's what fans want. Fans want sustained success. So if you can do it, and if you can sign two pitchers or trade for a pitcher and sign a pitcher, plus you have the young nucleus that they're coming up, I think that's what, at the end of the day, Coco, fans want winners.
So you want,
right? And if they can see, yeah, Wiggs?
No, I was going to say, so you want like a guy like Corbin Burns, is that his name?
Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah,
but aren't you going to have to give him like a 7-year, you know, $170 million dollar deal?
Yeah, I think he's going to take about 7 to 10, and mm-hmm. I don't want Corbin Burns. I think he's 30 years old, mm-hmm. and I think it's bad business paying pitchers that are 29, 30 for 7 or 8 year deals. I think it's just bad business. So that's why I put all my focus on the Garrett Crochet, who's 26 years old. He's got 2 years of team control left, and you sign him to a contract that is a little bit team control, but it's going to be a big contract, right? He's going to take a lot of money, but he's 26. And that's the alluring thing about Juan Soto that I think people are loving. He's like 25, 26, right? So you'll mm-hmm. have him, if you're talking about a 14-year deal and he's 25 years old, you're going to have him until 40. So I don't think signing Corbin Burns, who's going to be a $200 million player, I don't think it's good business signing a 30-year-old pitcher who's some of his numbers were starting to decrease this year. That's just what happens with older starting pitchers. So, Courtney, I think at the end of the day, I think Red Sox fans want winners. And I think one of the cool things about the Celtics right now is that you can see kind of a younger core of players that are together, right? And you can kind of build around that. And I think that's what the Red Sox are trying to do with these young prospects. Now, I just think it's time to supplement those young guys by adding two or three really, really quality high-end starting pitchers. And I think you're going to put yourself right in the mix for five or 6 years.
Thanks for the buzzkill, Baseball Brett.
Yeah.
Baseball,
you're welcome, Brett.
Call you Buzzkill Brett.
Right.
Like
The Red Sox love to get young players and build them up and then send them off. That's what they like to do.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah, well, we got a new regime here. And,
thank you, Brett.
And tell Shime I still haven't forgot about the bet.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm happy to pay up whenever I'm asked.
Yeah, all right. There's Baseball Brett.
But I feel like...
Wait, Courtney, what did you say the Red Sox like to do?
They like to build up young players and then sell them off.
Oh, I can't believe that Greg hates their business model.
Jeez.
I just feel like what Baseball Brett's saying, like, I get what you're saying, save that money. But if you want a veteran pitcher that he's talking about, a veteran elite pitcher, they're all going to be like 29, 30 years old. And they're all, I mean, what did Garrett Cole just sign for 3 years and $144 million? Isn't he, how old is he, like 37? So I feel like you're going to have to pay that guy.
You have the money to do both.
Right. I mean, I just...
Why are we acting like they don't have money over there?
Yeah, I don't really know.
It's really frustrating because I recognize, like, people that know, like, Brett, that's a big fan, that mm-hmm. follows this. I understand it's not an explanation, But I feel like there's a lot of people like me that are just resigned to who they are. And maybe if we were outraged to do better for the fan base, that they the team may be forced to doing something. But I've just been so beaten down by the fact that they're just not going to change.
I feel like they might be feeling the heat, Curtis.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that one.
Like, I feel like this season, maybe for once, that fans didn't just show up at the ballpark because it's friendly Fenway.
Yep. John! Hey, Randy! Hey, anybody!
I think they want to make a splash.
And you're kind of locked in a little bit, maybe with an advantage, if indeed the Red Sox have been Juan Soto's favorite team since he was a kid, and he loved David Ortiz. You don't buy that?
But hire Scott Boras to get the last dollar, and God love America for it. But he's not going to sign here because Big Poppy played here.
And then you say that...
Apparently, Bradfo is reporting that David Ortiz is not going to the Juan Soto meeting this week.
All right. I mean, he got a cell phone. All he got to do is call him and talk to Juan Soto.
FaceTime is okay.
FaceTime is fine. But didn't everybody say, like, you look at the Dodgers, you look at the Yankees, like, you have to.
The Yankees pay Garrett Cole and Aaron Judge.
Right.
Like, why can't you do that here?
So you have to.
Why not?
I agree with you. Like, I'm with you. I think that their feet are being held to the fire in the sense for the past couple of years. They haven't done anything. So now they have to make a real, real splash where fans are excited when spring training rolls around, because you actually...
Dubs in the Twitch chat says Fenway was still selling out, so what is the quote-unquote heat that they've been feeling? Fenway was not selling out all this season. Like, that's not true. I was there. It was not.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can argue that all you want. The fans, there have been a considerable amount of fans who have remained loyal and like to go to the ballpark, because it's July and it's a Wednesday night. That's always going to be true. But it's not. They have got to be feeling some pressure,
right,
when it comes to revenue and to interest. Like, I mean,
And Juan Soto helps you with that. The interest level of signing a guy like Juan Soto completely...
It immediately changes the narrative.
Right.
And it shows that you're serious about saying that you're going to spend, you're ready to bring this team back to greatness. Like, it gives fans that hope again.
And I want to know where the money from the concerts at Fenway Park goes. Is that a totally separate, you know, account? Because I don't want to hear about their revenue being down when you have Post Malone, you have concert after concert banged out there. Hmm. They have plenty of cash.
Oh, they got cash. I don't think anybody thinks. I mean, they might say that otherwise, but we know that they got plenty of cash. And then what it does for your organization, fan interest, but it also makes your team better. If you're talking about you need somebody to protect Rafi Devers or help out Rafi Devers, you add a guy like Soto to your lineup. I mean, now you got a really, really strong, you know, third and fourth hitter.
I mean, at some point you have to look around the market alone and say the attention is clearly on the Celtics, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Patriots are, I mean, they have Drake May and they have a future.
Yeah, they're
so
in the back.
You're behind. You're behind. I think if you're looking at next season, season after, you're behind the two of them.
Yep.
Right now. It's
when
all,
it that, comes to interest.
Right, but that's why I said the Patriots and Red Sox. It's all about who makes the biggest offseason splash. And that's why the offseason is going to be critical for both of them. The Drake May, we love that. But if the offseason splash in for the Patriots is not big, now we're like, well, are you going to get this guy help? Same with the Red Sox. Like, the offseason splash, Alex Cora did not re-up for three more years to just manage a team that is, you know, a bunch of young guys that's going to take a rebuild.
And I finally found some info on this from October 4th. John Tomasi, NBC Sports Boston, noted that the Boston Red Sox NESN TV ratings were down 25% in the 25 to 54 demographic this season off of the 2023 season, which was down, and attendance was down about 12,000 a game. So
yeah, there's no interest.
That's from his story.
We need a slogan. You need when you're trying to get to accomplish something like this, you always need a slogan.
You get Juan Soto way
like
back.
Juan Nation.
All right, I like that.
We are Juan. We are the Red Sox fans are Juan Nation.
On the Juan Nation.
Yeah.
Under Henry.
Juan Nation under John.
There you go.
What it would be.
I would say Linda, but
maybe. All right, we'll be right back. Is Dave Grohl ever going to get out of jail at home and be allowed to tour again? I noticed that they said they're not going to tour for a significant amount of time. He must hear about that every single day, Wiggy.
Should he take him back?
I don't know. I forgot all about Dave Grohl. When you have his money, you just buy a place down the street and you hope you get invited for Sunday dinner or whatever. Mego will be with us soon. Celtics lose a game last night that they should have won. And I guess I want to be bothered by it, but Wiggy says they're just mailing it in until the playoffs get here, so there's nothing to be worried about.
Didn't it look like last night in that game at like multiple times where they just were like, all right, we'll bet the team. We're going to win this game. Like, you know, even when Atlanta went on a little bit of a run late, they're like, I think that's kind of, and Jaylen Brown spoke a little bit about it, like just saying, like, we can't take our opponent lightly. Because we feel like we can just beat anybody. And I think maybe sometimes when you play teams, you know, if they're not playing, I don't know, like Golden State, that energy level is not the same versus when you're playing a Hawks.
But do you have any doubt that they'll be able to turn on that energy when they need to? Like, I watching last night, I have no issue when it comes to the Celtics. Like, moving forward, they're too talented. They've got too much fight in them. They have too much of a chip on their shoulder after the last offseason. Like, I just... It's too early for me to get worried when they lose a game here or there.
Yeah, I would not be concerned.
But you're not, like Jason Tatum tells you, he doesn't have a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, I don't believe
him. Goes out of his way. But you don't see that. Like, I mean, I guess he was playing hurt last night or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, but I mean, does he have a chip on his shoulder or
but
not?
But Greg,
like,
what's the regular season?
I think Jalen definitely does still. And Jason, he can say all he wants, he doesn't, but I think he does.
But what's the regular season mean? We've been down
this game against the Warriors meant something.
But that's, I think it meant like, you know.
Do you think Tatum's being honest when he says it didn't mean anything extra?
I think he's capping a little bit. But I mean, when I say what does the regular season mean, what does it mean to like...
No cap.
These guys who feel like, you know, it's all about the playoffs, getting to the playoffs, and that's when things really, really happen. We've seen it with the Bruins, set a regular season record. It for us as fans now... Aren't we kind of at that point now, like when you have a really good team like the Celtics, if they lose a couple games, you're like, all right, whatever.
Well, Greg thought it was a legit chance they were going to run the table.
Well, it was on the table.
Look at the Cavaliers. They're undefeated.
Yeah.
Want to make a bet on them?
They're 12-0.
Yeah, but look at the Sixers.
Only eight teams have started in NBA history have started a season 12-0. So. Right.
But you look at the teams like Milwaukee. They've got, what, two or three wins? The Sixers got two or three wins. A lot of these teams that you had high expectations for, they're in the dumps. Like with the Celtics, they're 9-3. Granted, they're not, you know, 12-0 like the Cavaliers. But I just don't see anybody beating them in a seven-game series.
Could you make the argument that Mayo's done a better job this season than Missoula, given the fact that Mayo's been an underdog in every game and won three? The Celtics have been favored in all 12 and lost three?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, I see where you're going, but no, I just think that Missoula is now going to be judged about what he does in the postseason. Same with Tatum, same with Jaylen Brown. This team is going to be judged about what they do come playoff time.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know.
I mean, if you want to call him out, he kind of wasted their best play on that inbounds, the first inbounds, knowing that they had a foul to give.
Right.
So,
got a good look. You still got a good look at the end, Jaylen Brown.
You did get a reasonably. I mean, he was covered. That shot was not a great shot by Jaylen Brown. I'm talking when you're inbounding the ball to. Well, I guess you want to get it to Tatum. And,
the one where he got
Drew Holiday.
Yeah. I just like you could we could be nitpicky and look for things like that, but I think at the end of the day, even when we heard Mazzulla say like these playing, it's one of 82, another one that they're playing. And they're going to win the majority of the ones that they play, then they lose.
Right. This is Bob from Londonderry, New Hampshire. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Greg. Hey, guys. Enjoy the show. Listening to you talking about the Red Sox. And I think to a large degree, you're right, meaning, A, the game has changed, and, B, even the people I know in Mass, New Hampshire, for the longest time now, they're not going through, especially with the bad economy, they're not spending all this extra money for parking, waiting in traffic, just to get a few things out of the stadium, never mind in. And then in the long run, you're watching a team at best that isn't really all that entertaining. And I think the revenues is down, and it's going to continue to be that way.
Is there a place that Juan Soto could live in New Hampshire tax-free that you would be willing to offer? Like Castle in the Clouds, is that still available up there?
A, the game is changed.
I hate when people listen to the radio after they hear themselves.
Decided to listen to themselves.
Is that not something that everybody knows at this point in the history of radio?
Yeah, I don't think that they realize how much of a delay it is, so they get excited.
Well, how do they not know that?
Well, you know.
I mean, people have been warning about that since Guy Manila on WBZ. In the early 80s when I was a young man. Like, turn your radio down.
Yeah.
You weren't that young.
In the 80s, I was, Curtis, quite frankly.
Stay 15 minutes. They want to hear themselves.
I mean, maybe Juan Soto can avoid the taxes. He can live just over the border in New Hampshire.
Nashua?
Yeah, that could be good.
If there's a suitable mansion available.
I believe there's some, you know, somewhere in Wyndham, right there in Derry.
Nice place in Wyndham. Yes. Very nice.
Yeah. Right
very
there
nice
to get 45 minutes to get. I mean, his money. Maybe you get him a little helicopter. That's something that we can add into that.
We throw in a helicopter, all the fireworks that he wants.
Ugh. Live free or
New
die,
Hampshire, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All the flavored tin that he can put in his lip.
Flavored dip?
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on up there. Can't get no marijuana, but, you know, right across the border, you can get it in Mass.
Is Kelly Ayotte going to be the new Sununu?
I think they're very similar. Mm-hmm. You mean, is she going to come on this show?
Right.
I don't know. We should have Kelly Ayotte on the program.
I mean, Wiggy's got to bother someone else other than Johnson or Chris Sununu.
I mean,
Sununu
is she
going to,
will she shotgun Miller Lite with me at the road show this summer?
For sure.
Kelly Ayotte?
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know if she would or not.
I think she would be down for the cause.
I think we should invite Governor Sununu to come to all the road shows in New Hampshire next season anyway.
Like the mascot.
Because he was such a good partner of this radio program.
Well, if Ty's there, she's going to have no choice to take shots.
That is true. Yes, that is true. All right. Celtics Wednesday. Mego with us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.